Manx Radio's Update with Dave Moore.
It's 5:30, you're listening to Manx Radio. I'm Dave Moore, this is Update. Welcome to the programme, half an hour of the latest news in the Isle of Man, plus Manx sport, business, sea-watch and travel updates, as well as the newsmakers in person. Tonight, 86 new cases of COVID-19 in the island, including 7 now in hospital, with none in intensive care. Coming up, Manx Gas says it has no option but to increase prices. We'll hear the public's reaction and a pensioner's reunited with her money after she was conned online. But first, with the news headlines, here's Rob Pritchard.
Fastamai. 86 new cases of COVID-19 have been recorded on the Isle of Man in the last 24 hours. Meanwhile, the total number of active cases of the virus locally now stands at 668. There are 7 people in hospital with the virus, an increase of 1 since yesterday. No one is being treated in intensive care. There are concerns a 27.5% rise in gas prices will affect the Isle of Man's elderly and vulnerable. Following a request by Manx Gas last month, due to global price hikes, Tynwald voted to accept the increase. Manx Gas's parent company, Islands Energy Group, insists there was no alternative option but to propose the rise in the current climate. Tynwald members voiced their support for the introduction of a children's commissioner on the Isle of Man. Former children's champion Daphne Kane led a general debate on the issue at this month's sitting of the Manx Parliament. The position would have broader scope than the current champion's role. Turning now to international news, London's police force has made changes so plainclothed officers can verify their identity to lone women. They'll video call a supervisor to prove who they are. It's after Sarah Everard was murdered by an off-duty officer. Another 49,139 new coronavirus cases have been reported in the UK in the last 24 hours. 179 more deaths have also been recorded. And politicians in Northern Ireland have sent their best wishes to the Queen after she cancelled a visit to Northern Ireland. Doctors have advised the 95-year-old monarch to rest, and Buckingham Palace says Her Majesty's reluctantly accepted that advice. Those are your headlines. News in full at 6 o'clock.
Man Benham. Contact with us by phone, video call, email or face-to-face. We're happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
This evening will be dry, moderate westerly winds, these increasing this evening with the maximum temperature around 13 degrees Celsius. Early tonight, a band of rain will arrive, but this will move away before midnight to leave clear spells, but with strong northwest winds developing. Then tomorrow will be bright and breezy with sunny intervals, scattered showers and fresh to strong northwest winds. It'll be dry and bright on Friday as the winds gradually ease. Sunset is at 10 past 6 this evening. Sunrise at 3 minutes to 8 tomorrow morning. Low water is at 25 past 6 this evening and high water at 25 minutes past midnight.
Visit the Manx Glass and Glazing website and get your instant quote online. manxglass.com.
The number of active cases of COVID-19 on the Isle of Man now stands at 668. Rob Pritchard has more details.
86 new cases of COVID-19 have been recorded on the Isle of Man in the last 24 hours. 28 of the new cases detected in the last day are pending investigation. Meanwhile, the total number of active cases of the virus locally now stands at 668. There are 7 people in hospital with the virus, an increase of 1 since yesterday. No one is being treated in intensive care. When it comes to testing, 239 people are waiting to be notified of test results and 103 people are booked in for PCR tests tomorrow. In terms of vaccines, as of the latest update this afternoon, 139,731 doses have been administered on Ireland in total so far. 67,328 first doses have been carried out, as well as 64,207 second injections. Meanwhile, government data now also states 8,174 booster jabs have been administered, along with 22 third doses of a jab. Elsewhere, government says nearly 2,000 children aged between 12 and 17 have now received a coronavirus vaccine. Officials are continuing to urge children in that age bracket to come forward to receive a dose. Recent data from Public Health Isle of Man stated the largest weekly increase in confirmed COVID cases in those aged 10 to 14, followed by those aged 15 to 19.
The parent company of Manx Gas says there was no alternative but to hike prices in the Isle of Man. A 27.5% increase was approved by Tynwald yesterday. Jo Cox is the chief executive of the Islands Energy Group.
So there's very little levers that we can pull because gas is our main source of income. And as you can imagine, it's not just a straightforward, we buy gas in at this price, we sell it at that price, we make a profit in between. We have a big infrastructure network that we have to support and maintain. We have a huge health and safety, rigorous process that we have to support, and that takes investment and cost. The problem we've got is that we only sell gas. And I think I've mentioned this to you in an interview before. When you only sell one thing and that thing goes 400% up through the roof to be able to buy in, you don't have any other levers to pull. There's only one lever you can pull when the price increase is that significant. So therefore, price increase is unfortunately the way all gas operators have had to lean. I mean, you've seen it happen across the UK and Ireland. Ireland have gone to 38% increase. What I'm going to try and do in the future is bring in new revenue lines that sit outside of gas so that we're not so reliant on this one revenue stream.
From a customer's perspective, though, how do you think they'll feel in having to pay more on their gas tariffs?
Oh, exactly the same that I feel. I'm a gas customer and it's a worry. You know, it doesn't pass me by. This decision hasn't been made by any of us very lightly. I am aware that we're moving into the colder months as well. So all of those things will make people anxious. What I would like to reiterate is that we are making sure that people have the ability to spread that increase over the warmer months. What we would recommend that they do is they spread that payment over into the warmer months where their bills would naturally drop down. So they're not getting all the hit in the 1 month.
Meanwhile, £1 million in support for the low-paid, financially vulnerable will be handed out by government. It will coincide with the Manx gas billing schedule in January and March. But how will the price rise affect residents? These people in Douglas told Manx Radio they fear they'll be feeling the pinch in the months ahead.
It's diabolical for everybody. Everybody's going to have to save. I'm on a pension. The husband's on a pension. And we're just going to have to put extra away for heating, otherwise everybody will be freezing this winter. He said, oh my God, we're going to have to put more money away to be able to have the heating on alone in the winter. We haven't had the heating on yet, but watch this space. Could get duvets out, blankets, hot water bottle.
I suppose everybody's worried about it. I can understand the concern, but especially in today's climate, I think everything's going to go up. It's just kind of the way it is, I think. I think we just got to be smart about what we're using. How are we using it? Don't leave the heating on all day, just use it when you actually need to use it.
I think it's terrible, especially as we're coming into winter and people are going to be needing more gas for heating. The timing is just terrible. Yeah, I'm putting on more clothes. I do that already, I did that before, because it costs enough as it is. So, but people are struggling as it is, especially the elderly. Even with a bit of extra money in their bonus every year from the government, it's just not going to cover the price that they're going to need. They're going to sit there cold in their houses.
Manx Radio's update is available as a daily podcast. Simply subscribe for free online at manxradio.com or via Apple, Google or Spotify. Sea-Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
Well, the Ben McCree arrived in Douglas around 5:30, but with a strong wind warning in place, they're bringing tonight's sailing Tahitian forward by 15 minutes to depart at 7:30. The Steam Packet are asking all passengers to check in by 7 o'clock at the latest for the return crossing, and based on the current forecast, the sailing will leave as normal at 2:15 in the morning, and passengers are asked to check in as normal.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
Four people have been arrested after a pensioner from the Isle of Man was duped into sending cash to scammers in Northampton. The 76-year-old was targeted by fraudsters claiming to be from her bank, who asked her to send a package of money. Inspector Gavin Callow says police here worked closely with officers in the UK to get it back for her, and this time had a positive result.
We had a really good result in relation to a scam that had taken place on the Isle of Man. An elderly person had been contacted by a scammer and been persuaded to send a large amount of money to Northants. The lady was concerned about what had actually gone on, when she had to think about it, contacted us at Oxia, which is the Office of Cybersecurity and Information Assurance, via our contact number. And you'd be aware there's a leaflet gone out designed by the Bankers Forum with information on scams. So I think she'd read that. all those things could come together, and she thought there's something not quite right here.
So she's obviously done the right thing. She's raised her concerns, but not before actually sending this money through the post. So just tell me about how this has unfolded. What did police step in and do?
Yeah, well, what will happen is scammers will take a period of time to talk to people. And this lady is very sensible, and I've had a chat with her, and she feels really, you know, awkward that it's happened and upset. And I said, that's the way scammers work. They will talk to you for hours sometimes, persuade you what they're doing is the right thing, persuade you they're working, they're actually from a bank when they're obviously not. And then what they want you to do is the best thing in your own interest. And it's clearly a scam. So what she's done is posted a sum of money and then, as I say, contacted us. What we're doing now is, with the reporting processes we've got, we work down at Oxia with them. The police sit alongside them, literally down in the Oxia offices, and we get reports coming in on telephones or through the cyber reporting point, oxia.im. And we got that call down there. We then linked in with the force control room, and an officer went out to the lady's address, and we also contacted the UK force through our contacts in the Northwest, Northwest ROCU, which is a regional organised crime unit. They contacted their colleagues in the East Midlands, who got this job dealt with, basically. And the end result is, with fast action, we've managed to get ahead of the cash, and the money's been recovered as well.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
Business news, and we begin with Strix Group PLC, the Isle of Man-based temperature control, steam management and water filtration company. Chief Executive Officer Mark Bartlett, Chief Operating Officer Frank Gao and Chief Financial Officer Rajrez Wong have sold 1.1 million, 206,000 and 500,000 shares respectively, each at 325 pence. That was yesterday, and it was worth just under £6 million in total. Bartlett retains 2.4 million shares, which is a 1.2% stake, while Wong has 1.8 million. They've agreed not to sell any more for the next 12 months. Gao had sold 200,000 shares back in June and now has no holding. Chris Alex, the founder of Dominion Marine, one of the world's leading superyacht ownership and management service providers, has handed over the reins to his senior management team. The move marks 50 years in the business for Mr. Alex, who helped to pioneer the yacht management industry in the Isle of Man. Simon Roberts, current director and head of yachting for the Dominion Group, will become the new managing director with immediate effect, with Mr. Alex retiring at the end of the year. Across the water, a UK government research paper recommending people shift dietary habits towards plant-based foods has been hastily deleted. The paper focused on changing public behaviour to hit climate targets and also suggested promoting domestic tourism and portraying business travel as an immoral indulgence. It was deleted soon after publication by the Department for Business. And Morocco has banned flights to and from the UK due to the coronavirus pandemic. Several UK airlines and holiday companies have been told by the Moroccan government that flights will be suspended from 23:59 on Wednesday until further notice. Flights between the African nation and Germany and the Netherlands have also been suspended.
The Stock Market Report, brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European stocks closed slightly higher amid more mixed sentiment globally overnight as investors digested a slew of corporate earnings. US stocks extended gains as investors eyed a batch of stronger than expected earnings results, with increased optimism over the trajectory of corporate profits, even in the face of ongoing supply chain constraints. Oil prices slipped after the Chinese government stepped up efforts to tame record high coal prices, and gold priced higher as more people returned to the safe haven metal. In corporate news, miners Rio Tinto, and Antofagasta were both weaker as metal prices fell. Burberry priced higher after it announced that Jonathan Aykroyd had been appointed as its chief executive officer and executive director, jumping ship from Versace. At the close in the markets, the FTSE 100 at 7223 was up 0.08%. The DAX 15522, that's up 0.05%. The Dow Jones, 35,586, that's up 0.37%. The S&P 500, 4,534, that's up 0.32%. The Nasdaq, 15,137, that's up 0.0%. And the exchange rates, the pound against the dollar, 1.382, and against the euro, 1.186. Gold is at $1,783. That's an increase of 0.82%. And Brent, $84.55. That's down 0.71%.
With the volatility of global stock markets and the uncertainty of the new normal, you'd be forgiven for thinking now is not the time to be investing. Well, think again. Times like these offer opportunities to take advantage of lower prices and to benefit from future recovery. Make your new normal an investment in the future. Ramsay Crookall, investment specialists and members of the London Stock Exchange. Call 717171 or visit ramsaycrookall.com for more information. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority. Tell us your opinion on the news. Email update at manxradio.com or text 166177.
Jersey's Commissioner for Children's offered to help and support the Isle of Man as it evolves its own child protection strategy. Deborah McMillan's been in the post since 2018 after the state of Jersey followed a recommendation of a care inquiry into abuse at children's homes on the island. Garth MHK Daphne Kane told a debate in Tymold this week on the merits of introducing a similar role in the Isle of Man. Deborah McMillan spoke to Simon Richardson, who asked if her role embraced all children or just those in need of care.
No, and this is what's very different. This is about all children. So I have oversight of all matters regarding the welfare and well-being of children and young people on this island, but also children who are placed abroad, perhaps in care in other places in the UK. And my mandate is from age 0 to 18, but for certain groups of children, my mandate is up to the age of 24. So, for example, children with disabilities or children who've ever been in the care of the minister, because it's really important that those young people have that extra layer of protection until they're well into adulthood.
Now, what have been the benefits of having a commissioner to date, and have you found any problems or issues that maybe were not anticipated at the start?
Yeah, there's a number of benefits of having a children's commissioner on the island. I think, first of all, this focus on children and children's rights has really supported this government and the community to begin to recover from, you know, that major child abuse inquiry. And what it's done is it's give islanders, but particularly children, some assurance that somebody is there who's independent, who has that oversight, but will also be that check and challenge to government and will stand up and champion the rights of children. What we've also been able to do is support our government to drive forward their significant policy and legislative change. So we have a brand new piece of legislation, which is called the Children's Law, which is going to properly protect children. And we've been instrumental in making sure that that happens. And I think also simple acts have brought about substantial change by enabling children and young people to have a voice. I'll give you an example. Every school on the island is now signed up to the UNICEF Rights Respecting Schools programme. So in 2018, when I asked, do children know about their rights? 22% of children said yes. Now, 77% of children said yes. And the really important thing is, if children are aware of their rights, they learn about rights, respect and responsibility. And it has an impact right through our community. And we're now starting...
Manx Radio Sport, driven by Rex Motor Company. Find your dream car by visiting rexmotorcompany.in today or find us on Facebook.
First am I, John Moss.
Daniel McCanny finished third overall with his brother Jamie in fourth in the E3 class in the French Grand Prix at the weekend. It was also the final round of the Enduro GP Championship, and they replicated those placings in the standings, with Daniel taking the bronze medal just ahead of his younger sibling. Nathan Harrison's already preparing for next season and what should be his Isle of Man TT debut. The double Manx Grand Prix winner has just completed this year's campaign.
I've been racing at the British Superbikes in the Superstock 1000 class. I've been doing that since August. I've been away racing a lot since April. And then like now, just in the gym, getting ready for next year, making plans, looking for sponsors, things like that. All them things make it happen. Just dreaming and praying that the TT goes ahead. Obviously, I am going to be a bit biased, but most road racers, that's their dream as the TT, and that's what we all work for.
Mark Phillips has been praising the talents of Yasmin Ingham. The Olympic gold medal winning horseman for Great Britain says the 24-year-old Manx woman's dominant display at the Blenheim Horse Trials in September were one of the highlights of the equestrian season. His comments have come in the latest edition of Horse and Hound.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
Let's start with the airport, and the Loganair flight to Liverpool is due to depart on time at 6 o'clock, while EasyJet to the same destination is also showing no delay and will leave at 25 past 6. Manchester was due to land at Ronald's Way at 25 past 5, EasyJet from Liverpool at 5 to 6, and Loganair also from Speak at 5 to 8. Onto the roads, beginning in Douglas, and three-way lights still in operation at the Brown Bobby as work's carried out on the sewer connection at the new development. There are also temporary lights at the White Hoe on the Old Castletown Road. This is due to cable laying. At Union Mills, there's a set of lights as work's carried out on the pavement by Snugborough. The West Baldwin Road remains closed for resurfacing between Ballymoda, which is the turn-off for St Luke's Church, and Mount Rule. Heading north to Lexey, and Glen Road is also shut as the new river wall takes shape. Moving southwards, and lights still in position on the main road into Ballysalla from Douglas as the bypass construction continues, while the Silverdale Road should be open following tree work. And finally, traffic lights on Port St Mary Promenade while demolition takes place.
Quayside Tyres and Service Centre Club Card has over £400 worth of saving for your whole family. Get more with Quayside.
The organisers of the Isle of Wight Road Races say they're grateful for the advice they've received from the Isle of Man. The first TT-style motorcycle event is due to take place there in 6 months. Tim Allison's head of communications and says they're confident the racing will happen.
We've done everything in our power to make that happen, and we're going to be working really hard over the next 5 and 6 months to attract as many top riders to join us here on the island for the first road races here.
So what stage are you at in terms of signing papers, having deals put in place, etc.?
Really, at this stage, we've just applied for our motor race order to the Highway Authority, which is our Isle of Wight Council here on the Isle of Wight. We've got our permit issued by the ACU, and so we now have a live event, if you like, and we're in conversation with teams and riders, and that's going to be intensified over the next few weeks.
6 months isn't a great deal of time, though, is it?
It's not, and it's a long way from being ideal, but we, like everyone else, have come out of a national lockdown and restrictions which have just kept everything iced for so many months that well-made plans have fallen away and we've had to start again in some areas. So really everything's happened since the 1st of August, and if we can keep that kind of trajectory, if we can keep that kind of productivity going over the next few months, no one's going to be working any harder than us to try and make this happen anyway. 6 months isn't long, but long enough, we hope.
Does it have to happen in 2022, or could you possibly put a ship back 12 months if you need to?
I think we need to get an event off the ground in this part of the world. There's so many challenges to making a new road race happen, any kind of motorsport happen on public roads, that we've achieved significant momentum here. We were forced to postpone from this year. In fact, the first race really should have happened this weekend coming, and we should be talking about the race just coming up. But I think there's a you every time things get postponed and get shelved, then you lose a little bit of confidence with people, a little bit of credibility. We're very much understanding that. So we know that, we know this is not an easy challenge that we've set ourselves. But I think we want to make sure that our first event goes ahead on our new scheduled dates. That's on there's going to be the race day we're aiming for is the 23rd of April.
Police are working with the Office of Fair Trading to ensure retailers are sticking to the rules for things like alcohol, tobacco and fireworks. That means checking the ages of youngsters who try to buy age-restricted products. Sergeant Alan Shimon is from the Firearms and Alcohol Licensing Unit.
We have a responsibility within the Isle of Man Constabulary to work on initiatives to safeguard our youngsters. This is one of the initiatives we have done in the past, but we're just bringing it back to life again. And it is purely to protect our young people, and also make sure that the standards in the licensing trade remain at a high standard where they should be.
So is the sale of alcohol to under-18s particularly a problem here on the island?
I certainly would not describe it as a problem. And because of that not being a problem, I want it to remain not a problem. We engage with the licensing trade quite a lot, and they are drilled into them to have the Challenge 25 initiative and their policy and their various premises. So if you're fortunate enough to walk into a pub or an off-licence and you look under 25, take it as a compliment when you're asked for identification, because the guys and girls behind the bar or behind the counter are just doing their job, because they've got a responsibility to protect their licence as well and obviously they have a responsibility to look after the youngsters.
Is there any other areas of concerns outside of alcohol that you might be testing with volunteers and stuff like that?
At this moment in time, the main focus from us is alcohol, and obviously with partnership working with the Office of Fair Trade, and we're certainly keen on the tobacco side of things as well. We actually know the youngsters are trying to purchase tobacco more often. They think they can get away with the tobacco side of things rather than alcohol a little bit easier. But again, the trades who deal with such matters are very much on the ball, which is great, because a lot of premises actually record times where they've refused service because of not having identification or suspect they are underage. So we can evidence that, you know, the trade are out there and they are challenging these people and the youngsters to make sure they're not getting in possession of any substance that they shouldn't be getting legally.
Sergeant Alan Shibben talking there to Lewis Foster. Well, that's it from Update, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Rob Pritchard and producer Tessa Hawley. If you have a comment on the news agenda, a story you think we should be covering, or just want to say hello from near or far, email update@manxradio.com. The stories you've heard on this update and much more Manx news, plus interviews and podcasts and the web's biggest source of Manx videos, are all at manxradio.com and via the free Manx Radio app. Like Manx Radio on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and subscribe to the Manx Radio YouTube channel.